T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's, I believe, the first day of no more rain. I looked at my app this morning and there is partly cloudy today, but just a sunny and 70 the rest of the week. I know.
Great.
I'm quite thrilled with that. Yesterday we did a lot of tree work and, you know, we're just getting ready. The trouble with the trees, and I put in all those new trees.
Trouble with trees?
Remember? I've had that.
Yeah. What's
a couple
going
years
on?
Ago. So I had planted 4 new trees, 2 maples and 2 ash, and they got so
big.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
There is trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
So the maples wanted more sunlight and...
And the oaks.
Trouble with the maples, and they play with the fruits they're right. They say the oaks are just too lucky, and they live with all their light.
You can sing about anything.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yep, Rush is anytime, anything, any topic, dragons, nuns, whatever. Whatever they want to sing about, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Priests, they have that whole thing. Anyway,
trees.
So, yes. So
what about your trees?
Trees. Okay.
Right.
Rin, stop it. So 3 years ago when I started the whole garden project, I planted 4 little saplings, 2 ash and 2 maple. And what I didn't understand is that time passes, right? So these things are now, we've actually had to hack the tops of them off and they're just getting enormous. So we made the very difficult decision to cut 1 ash and 1 maple down. So now they have some breathing room and they can grow. But it's a huge change in the yard. And one of the maples had been like, I don't know, in a windstorm, the whole top of it fell over. I'm like, oh, kill me.
Wow, they got big fast then, huh?
They are huge now. Like they were, they were wrap your hand around it, no problem. 1-inch, saplings. And they're fully, like the ash we cut down, is, the size of your head.
Wow.
They're huge. These ash trees are out of, you want a fast growing tree? I got one for you. It's an ash. Anyway, so we had to cut those down, but it's a huge change, because they were growing into each other. So the one side's kind of dented and but it was a day of hard labor for Dick and Chumley. I was, of course, supervising. That's my normal, that's my usual job. I'm so good at it.
I don't understand how you're not done. Like, when are you going to say, we're done? We're done.
We'll never be done with the yard. The yard keeps growing and needs attention all the time. But, I think we're done with the house.
Oh.
Certainly no more to do here,
Well, I don't know. What could you possibly do? You're just now redoing stuff you've already done.
No, we're not there yet, but we will be someday.
All right.
Scott Nedson stayed at our guest house on Saturday and Sunday nights. So yesterday, right before they left.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yesterday, it's like noon. We're just in the thick of it, like covered in tree limbs and sawdust. And Scott texts me, there seems to be a leak in your dining room ceiling.
I'm like,
what? Like, these are the people who put diesel into my Prius. They lost the $200 key fob you know, the replacements.
Oh, you don't have to explain it to me. The amount of things that he is a labor of love for you. There's no question. Yeah. The amount of things that you take on in your friendship to Scott Capurro.
Well, it's really Edson who's, you know,
well, they come together, don't they?
They do. They are a pair.
Package deal.
I do. And I love them. I really, really do. But they do make it hard. So they, I don't know how old you have to be to realize that the shower curtain needs to be inside the tub. I don't know. Maybe that's a new thing for them. Maybe they only have glass doors. I don't know.
Are you kidding? You don't think that in all the travels that they do, that each time that guy hasn't put together, the water is outside the tub for the millionth time? Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. But I did. But so I get the text from him, like, and he shows me this picture of water all over my dining room table and a stream of it coming from the ceiling, and I'm like, oh my god. I look up at and I'm like, you know, put down the
chainsaws
exactly, and please go over there right now. So and Dick is funny because he just drops everything and just runs out the back, and John looks at me, I'm like, go. Like, I can't be there because I know me, and I'd be like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? Like, I'll wait here. And so they went over, and it was nothing. It was that there's a place that the caulking is no good at the bottom of the tub and the tile some water.
Well, it's not nothing. You had water leaking through the roof onto your dining room table.
I will say, though, I have not gone over there to look at it. I'm like, I can't. I think it's something about the isolate, the us being here in the house. Like, my whole attitude toward things, I'm like, you know what I don't need to do? Go over there and look at that. Like, these two very able-bodied people went over and figured it out. Once it's all dried out, John will cock it hot. So it'll be fine.
All right.
But John did say to them, you know, John, my brother John, and Debbie lived there for 18 months and never had a leak through the dining room ceiling.
Well, believe me, that already crossed my mind.
Yeah. And so I don't know. He goes, well, when I went over there, he said, you know, the outer shower curtain and the inner shower curtain were both outside the tub. I'm like, impossible. They couldn't. Everybody knows that's what the shower curtain's for, to drain it down into the tub. It's like tub flashing or something. So maybe it was in there and they just, it was like some came out the back and it just didn't get wiped up. So whatever. But it was, they wound up doing this whole series of Escape from Mill Valley videos, where they came up with this whole thing where, you know, we had them locked in and then they ruined the tub and now they have to pay for it. They're never going to be able to leave because they have to work off the debt. So I don't know if they're just on their story, so only 24 hours worth, but if you want to see the whole thing, it's pretty. I was like, oh, you should do more of that stuff. Make up your whole own scenario where I'm holding you prisoner or whoever, you know, whatever your scenario is.
But it wreaking havoc on your friend's generosity. Hysterical. Yeah,
it is. It was actually really funny because I watched it later in the day. I'm like, oh my God, this is their point of view as they're chronicling this. So we all sat around and watched that and cracked up. That was pretty funny. All right, let's do some trash. It is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, which is where we put links and all the things that you hear us talking about here. Where we're like, if you want more information, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's like a little resource, a research page. Pat Sajak is spending a lot of time on Twitter, actually, these days. A lot of people take it to social media just to feel like they're still in the world. And he's getting sick and tired of being told what to do by the goddamn DJs on the radio who still have gigs. Over the weekend, he tweeted, when a DJ or a talk show host or a journalist who's being paid to work from his or her home tells people who can't work, pay bills, or pay their rent or mortgage to stay home, be careful, we're all in this together, it's okay to question the premise. And I thought, oh boy, it's not often you get singled out by Pat Sajak. Well,
not sure what he's getting at. Go on.
Well, he's basically saying, shut up, you guys. You have jobs. Which I'm like, all right, you're not wrong. I do have a job.
Oh, wait.
It's a lot easier for me to, you know, say, oh, we're all in it together. Stay home.
Right. But you're saying that he hasn't been able to do his show And that's what's pissing him off.
He's basically saying, you know, I relate to you. I don't know what he's saying. Like, I guess he's saying, don't listen to me, Pat Sajak, because look, I'm fine. I'm a rich dude. Like, right. You know, he's actually pretty funny on Twitter. I got a couple more of his tweets. He said, no one was recognizing me when I went out wearing a face mask. I had to resort to carrying an 8x10 glossy of myself. Celebrityhood can be challenging.
Yeah.
Using this time to clean out the house, discovered a stash of Beanie Babies and Furbies. Might be time to leave Wheel and start living off the income from these treasures. And here's another one. A few years ago, I was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Emmy. Today, I learned to make mayonnaise. I'm not sure which one made me prouder. There you go. Thanks, Pat.
All right, Pat Sajak.
I'm happy to be singled out by Pat, you know. He's not wrong. Don't listen to us. I believe we've said that.
No, what are you saying?
No, look.
Listen to us all day, every day.
Listen.
Get radio.com and stay on.
But don't take advice from us.
Oh, all right.
You know.
Sheesh, don't listen to us. What's
no,
got
yes,
into
do
you?
Listen to us. Do listen.
Pat Sajak just pulled
thing.
A whammy on you somehow, and all of a sudden you just did his business for him. I don't like it.
Mm. Well, I have to admit that when I first read it, I was like, hey, you're a dick. And then I went, no, you know, it's true. We do still have gigs. It's not as hard for us as it is for some. 2020, I think we can all agree, it has sucked pretty hard so far.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of deaths, too. And not like people you want to go, like, Joe Exotic. He can F off. And actually, everyone on that show could... look, I don't want to wish death on anyone. I'll take it all back. They're wonderful people.
Sure.
But we're losing, we've lost a lot of good ones like Kenny Rogers and Jerry Stiller, Little Richard, Fred Willard we were talking about yesterday. And then yesterday we also lost Wally. Eddie Haskell, Wally's friend on Leave It to Beaver, which I don't know if you watched Leave It to Beaver. When I was a kid, it was in repeats. So I think I've watched most of that. Ken Osmond was this guy's name. He played Eddie Haskell, which, Eddie Haskell is a name that, even if you didn't watch the show, I feel like, the whole Leave It to Beaver.
My mom used to say, my friend John was like this. In fact, he's who I was with when I got arrested, that story from earlier. But he would come around and he'd have nothing but sugar for my mom. Oh, Mrs. Hassan. And she, is it Eddie Haskell the one that used to be that brown noser
yes.
to the... Okay,
she was always with him.
Oh, there's my Eddie Haskell. And I never saw the show or had any idea, but she called my friend John that because he was full of it.
Well, this guy, Ken Osmond, played him. He played him, no word on cause of death, but he was 76. He was on the show for its full run, which was 57 to 63. And then he came back when the show was revived in the 80s as the new Leave It to Beaver. I actually remember that. I don't remember watching it. But they were all, 20 years older.
Right,
and,
Beaver was a man now.
Beaver was a grown man, and Eddie Haskell was still his pal. In between, he spent 18 years with the LAPD, and he actually had to bulk up to meet the minimum weight requirement to be a cop. There's a minimum weight requirement, but he was, I guess a string bean. He hung it up in 1980 after he was shot 3 times by a suspected car thief. So he survived that in the 80s.
Yikes.
In the 70s,
Eddie Haskell was... This
Eddie
or
Haskell
Beaver was this?
Eddie okay. Haskell. Yeah, the All guy right. who died, this Ken Osmond guy. In the 70s, people actually believed he was the porn star John Holmes because John used to bill himself as Eddie Haskell in some of his movies.
Oh.
John Holmes is the
that.
Guy who he died of AIDS, right? And he had
did.
The he was the one with the just ginormous man
he
area.
He was, yeah. But I guess the story goes that he worked as a heterosexual performer and apparently was a heterosexual guy. I don't know. But then as work sort of dried up for him and he may have been into drugs or something, but he started doing gay porn.
I remember that.
Because
right.
he still had a performer, a known performer, and was able to get work any possible way. And
right.
just took it, I guess. But that's...
Well, everybody's got to make their car payment then,
Well, right. Or you buy drugs.
That's what you do. Sure. Right. Okay. There's that.
You got to have it.
In the 70s, I guess that because he was calling himself Eddie Haskell in his movies, John Holmes was the porn star. People thought that this guy had gone on to do porn. He said that rumor was a pain in my butt for 11 years.
Wow.
11 years of that. Anyway, I didn't know about that because I don't think I've ever seen a John Holmes movie. I was just a little kid in the 70s.
What?
So anyway.
They're online. You've never. That's.
Please. I'm just not going to go look at that.
What?
I'm not like, I just don't, you know, if I'm going to look at porn, it's going to be for a reason. And I know exactly what I like. So anyway, 76-year-old Ken Osmond, who played Eddie Haskell, has passed away. Rest in peace. We also lost a kid named Gregory Tyree Boyce, 30 years old. He's the only credit, and they mentioned it several times, that I see here is he was in Twilight. He was in the first Twilight. Maybe he was in all of them. But basically, he played a student at the high school where they all went. And he was he played Tyler Crowley, who was behind the wheel of the car that almost hits Bella in the parking lot. And then Edward can't have her die, so he flashes over there. No, he moves so fast, no one can even see him. He stops the car with his hand.
Do you remember that?
I do. Well, it's a, you know, it's a pretty major thing, because that's when she realizes, oh, my God, this guy's superhuman or something. So anyway, this guy is 30 years old, and he's died. He and his girlfriend, who's a 27-year-old, were found dead Wednesday in their condo in Vegas. Cause of death for either of them, not yet disclosed. They are, I don't know if they have kids together, but they both have kids. His mom's saying he had all these plans. He was about to open up a restaurant.
About a gas leak then, or are we talking about drug?
That's what I thought. I was like, could it be an accident? Could it be a? But because they're not saying, it makes me suspect drugs.
Okay.
Like if they were saying in a tragic accident involving a gas stove.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
One of those things that there's also things called murder suicides where you just go, oh my God, that they took. One of them took both of them out.
Right.
So I don't know.
Didn't they say they found some white powdery substances?
Oh,
there?
I don't see that in the story. What do you have?
That they found some unknown white powdery substances.
Oh.
In that. So, but they don't. They're not saying if it's
so.
What we think it is.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Well, I mean, I really do think when someone's this young, and two people have died.
Right.
And I don't know. There's no obvious gunshot wounds. It sounds
if that's the case, then what I've been reading, and I don't know this firsthand at all, but what I've been reading is fentanyl ends up being cut into a bunch of the stuff people are buying, and it ends up taking them out. It's way too strong for
the average
what they're
person,
used to using when it doesn't have fentanyl in it, and it kills them.
That's horrible. So rest in peace, Gregory Tyree Boyce and his girlfriend, Natalie Adepoju.
I should.
Young people.
Right. I should say real quick. That's just us speculating because I didn't
absolutely
read that. I don't have any idea.
Yep. And believe me, there'll be details that come out about this. But anyway, you know, people who you think have it all going on and just like that, it's over. All right. That's all I got time for. Vincent, what's coming up?
Are we headed back to the buffet?
Oh, are we?
No, but we are looking good right now. So I'll tell you some good news after these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.